You could only be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Ever been walking down the street or somewhere around campus or in a movie theater, maybe even a grocery store? Perhaps the student center, or in a classroom, and you find a penny, and it's tails up, and you would really love to take it, but you're afraid that you will get bad luck because it is not, in fact, heads up. Anytime that happens to you, you should turn the penny heads up so that someone else can find it and enjoy their newfound luck, because after all, spreading joy to someone else makes us happier inside. It's scientifically proven. From your luck-spreading DJs here at WRUV-FM Burlington.
Hey Lou, I heard you choose to be alone. I heard you crying in the back. Come on, give me more. Hey Lou, I heard you wanted to be free. I heard you don't know how to feel. Tell me what is wrong.
Hey Lou, tell me why you're getting lost. Tell me why your love is gone. Tell me where you're going. Hey Lou, you know that I'll always be with you. Keep an eye on you, making sure you're fine.
On your own, tell me how you feel.
Hey Lou,
you know you can relax a little bit. No, you're not missing anything. You better live your life.
Hey Lou, I know you know they love you too. Don't be so afraid of you. Everything is fine. Hey
Hello, what is up, everybody? You are currently tuned into 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, 9 and 10 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I've got some fun stuff to play for you guys. I figured since it is almost Halloween, it is the day before Halloween, I would play some decidedly creepy songs. So I've got a few creepy songs lined up. And then I'm going to find some more creepy songs, and it's just going to stay creepy. This first song is a new song that I've been listening to, like, I've probably listened to it, like, 10 times every day for the past week. I'm really obsessed with this song. It's off of a new album by one of my, well, an artist that I like a lot. So, the story is, this guy was the front man for a band that I really love, that's made some really great music in the past couple years, Black Midi, if you guys are aware, they're very, very good, kind of like progressive rock, post-punk type stuff, and they recently announced a hiatus, which is interesting, because they're all like 23, they're pretty young, and they took an indefinite hiatus, and then their lead singer, Jordy Greep, released his solo album, The New Sound, earlier this year, like probably a month or two ago, and it is really crazy good. This is the second song off the album. It's called Terra. It's probably my favorite song off the album. I really hope you guys enjoy. It's not like super creepy, but it's kind of creepy, you know. It's got some creepy elements. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoy. Happy Halloween. Here you go. Alright guys, my computer does not want to play the song right now. Hold on. Give me 1 second to resolve these technical difficulties. Hopefully it'll play now. No, it still doesn't want to play. Okay, wait. I'm going to try a different song. Hold on. It doesn't want to play that either. Okay. This is pretty cool. So, in the meantime, I guess I'll do some banter with you guys. Sorry. I said I was going to do banter, and then I just kept looking at my screen trying to get the song to play. But it looks like it might play soon. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, I guess I can tell you about something I did recently. Yesterday, I went to see a new movie, We Live in Time, with Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. It came out very recently. It was pretty good. I guess I'll do a little review. I mean, I liked it a lot. I thought it had a great plot. I really liked a lot of the different things that happened, and it was very cute. It was like a cute romance movie. But I felt like the characters were a little lacking. I feel like they were a little one-dimensional. But I guess I've been spoiled. I like watching like good movies. Wait, that's kind of a crazy opinion. I like watching good movies. Yeah. I'm sorry that this is going on right now, by the way. I'm sorry that you guys have to listen to my voice instead of listening to music, which is probably what you're more inclined to listen to when you tune into the radio. Probably want to hear more music than some guy rambling on about a movie that he saw yesterday that he didn't exactly like. But anyways, here, wait, I'm going to try it again. We'll see. If not, I'll be talking to you guys in like 20 seconds. Oh, okay, it's playing. Okay, this is Terra by Jordy Greep. I hope you enjoy.
It's not open to the public until spring, when the renovations are complete. It's not a bird on a plane or anything. It's the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. My life's work, my dream come true. It's the newest new in new. At this point I'll have to tell you what it is. It's the museum of human suffering. We have splayed across the foyer inordinately bled the carcass of our savior who rose from the dead. Victims of drought and famine, fetuses abandoned are waiting here to be admired. At the center, set to expire, my punctured bleeding heart of desire. Just for a moment, watch me please, watch my heart bleed. Tell me,
Terra, Terra, Terra.
Just for a moment, give it a squeeze, feel my disease, remember me.
Terra, 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 Terra.
Just for a moment, just for a second, please remember me, please remember me. I'm able to forget in the company of others, and I'm able to forget in restaurants, on trains, but by myself, with every breath, and every night, in every bed, in any hotel room in the world, she comes writhing back like a talented pestilence. She unzips the air, blinding light emerges, pink, dark, iridescent sludge everywhere. Take me to your holy land, take me by the hand, and would you tell me if I'm remembered by the saints up here, if they've
you've been to my famous museum. Just for a second, just for a moment, just for a minute more, tell me. Just for a second, just for a moment, everybody please tell me.
Oh,
You are currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Sorry about that intro. I had to keep it a little creepy because you just heard a really creepy song. That's a new song by Christabel. It's called The Answers to the Questions. And the reason that it's so creepy is because Christabel is not the only artist on this song. You know who helped make this song, right? You know. I know that you know. No, you probably don't know. Well, I mean, unless you do know. It's David Lynch. One of the kings of horror movies, one of the greatest horror directors, like, ever. He helped make that song. That song was called Answers to the Questions by Christabel and David Lynch. Just before that was Rattlesnake by Rubble Bucket. And then at the top there, you heard Terra by Jordy Greep. I have another little thing to say about that Christabel song you just heard. Christabel, the artist, the vocalist on that song, was, I actually don't know if, do you guys know if Twin Peaks, the TV show, is still coming out? I don't really know. But anyways, she was or is on that show. She's an actress, and her and David Lynch, I guess, made a collab album, which is pretty interesting and very creepy, which, I mean, what do you expect? What do you expect from a David Lynch, like, creepy vocal album? Anyways. Very good stuff. We're going to keep it in the kind of creepy vibe, I think, for the rest of the show. At least we're going to try. These next four songs aren't super creepy, but they're like, they're Halloween-esque. They have Halloween feeling to them, you know? You'll understand what I'm saying when I play them. Anyways, this first song is called White Mice by Modets. This is one that I like a lot. Okay, I'm going to play four songs for you guys. I'm going to read them out now, and I'll read them out after. But I feel like I need to set you guys up. I need to build some suspense here. White Mice by Modets is the first song you're going to hear. Then you're going to hear Mind Your Own Business by Delta 5. That song is awesome. And then you're going to hear a live version of Moonlight on Vermont by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. One of the great weird bands of all time. And then at the end, you're going to hear one of the greatest weird singles of all time, Fire. By the Crazy World of Arthur Brown. I hope you guys enjoy these four tracks. Here we go.
Bye. should everybody then? Mrs. Hootenwell is little ditty. Even Lifebuoy floating with his little pistol showing at his little pistol tote.
Let's go off to show ya what a
moon can do.
From Tuesday to Friday, everybody's gone. High society. Hope lost his head and got off on alligators.
Somebody's leaving peanuts on the curbing spot. Why did he find a escape from zoo with love?
To show ya what a moon can do.
Moonlight on my mind.
Well it did it for Lifebuoy and it did it for Sue and it can do it for me and it can do it for you. Don't need your new restriction. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for you. Moonlight on the
I could grasp looking down at me, looking down as we blew a path of light. I saw smiles creeping on evil masks, sleeping on minds that were lost. A mask to tie on me, blind eye fled the land of the world to try to put the devil's grip on me. Oh, got the devil's grip on me, baby. Devil's grip on me.
You are currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, which happens between 9 and 10 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. You just heard a couple fun songs. You just heard Devil's Grip by The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Just before that was a live version of Moonlight on Vermont by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. Prior to that was Mind Your Own Business by Delta 5, and then at the top of the set was White Mice by Mo Detz. Those are all songs that I'm a big fan of. I know before the break I said, yo, we're going to listen to Fire by Arthur Brown. But I looked, and that song was on the Billboard Hot 100. So, unfortunately, I will not be playing it. But that song is Fire. Sorry, that was bad. Anyways, we're going to transition over to vinyl in 1 minute. Just before we do that, I have something important to share about sleep health. I know that I like to oversleep, so I figure that telling y'all about this would maybe help encourage me to, have better sleep health. Anyways, what difference could an hour of sleep make in your life? More than you know. Studies have shown that the gap between getting just enough sleep and getting too little sleep may affect your health, mood, weight, and even your sex life. If you're getting less than the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep nightly, here are 4 reasons why you should turn off your lights and go to bed early tonight. 1. Simply put, better health. Getting a good night's sleep won't grant you immunity from all diseases, but studies have shown a link between insufficient sleep and some serious health problems like heart disease, diabetes, heart attacks, and obesity. 2. Better mood. Getting enough sleep will help your overall well-being. When you're tired, you're more likely to be cranky. Not getting enough sleep affects your emotional regulation. 3. Better weight control. Having enough sleep at night helps you maintain your weight. If you're overtired, you're less energetic, thus everything is harder to do, such as make a healthy dinner. Overeating tries to make up for the lack of energy, and people who are tired crave high-fat and high-calorie foods specifically. 4. Better sex life. According to a poll conducted by the National Sleep Foundation, up to 26% of people say that their sex lives suffer due to being tired. Evidence has shown that in men, impaired sleep can be associated with lower testosterone levels. Remember, folks, get enough sleep. This is a message from your always sleeping DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thank you guys so much for listening to that. I know that I don't get enough sleep, and I'm sure it's affecting all facets of my life. So I'm gonna go to bed early. You guys should go to bed early today. Anyways, we're gonna switch over to some vinyl songs. I tried to find the ones that, like, the singles that had the creepiest names possible. Or at least, like, some sort of fall, had some sort of fall vibe to them. Anyways, this first song is called Spirit in the Dark, which I think, come on, that's pretty good. That's, like, that's Halloween-y, Halloween-esque. It's by Aretha Franklin, who's the GOAT. So I hope you guys enjoy Spirit in the Dark by Aretha Franklin. It's going to be fire.
Getting the spirit in the dark. I'm getting the spirit in the dark. People moving, oh, you're grooving. Just getting the spirit in the dark.
Ah!
Hey guys, I'm coming back. That song that you were just hearing on the record there was Birdman of Alcatraz by Rick Wakeman, which I was excited to play, but I started playing it, and as you could tell, the record was a little bit too messed up. So I figured that we'll just skip it. We'll move on. The track that you did hear in full was Spirit in the Dark by Aretha Franklin. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Instead of hearing Birdman of Alcatraz, we are going to listen to Rugs of Wood and Flowers by the Turtles, which may not exactly be Halloween, but it sounds kind of fall, right? That kind of has a fall vibe to it. Am I crazy for thinking that? Anyways, here you go. Rugs of Wood and Flowers. Hopefully the record isn't as dusty. So here you go.
To prove that I can use all the strength God gave me as a man today for you, a good life too, and I'll die to him. All the good things in my life seem so damn small. It takes some thought to find them and mind them.
Something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited when you hear that slamming door, 'cause there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. And we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far. But after all, it's what we've done makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Hold every one less set of footsteps on your floor. One less man to walk in, one less pair of jeans upon that's the way that you want it. Oh, that's the way I want it more. Oh, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. That's the way that you want it. Oh, that's the way I want it more. Oh, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Oh, there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning.
You are currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard One Less Set of Footsteps by Jim Croce. Before that was Rugs of Wood and Flowers by the Turtles, which was exciting. I hope you guys enjoyed those last few songs. I always love playing vinyl on air, so I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to end my show here. I'll be here again next week at 9 a.m. Wednesday morning. I'm DJ Sweet Tea, by the way. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase, which occurs between 9 and 10 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. It's all kind of like this, so if you enjoyed the show, feel free to tune in next week at the same time, and I'll be doing a lot of the same stuff. Thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoy. Please stay tuned. We've got some more great music coming to you. Yeah. Have a great weekend, have a great Halloween, and I will talk to you next week. Doing that tennis, hit it, flip back, giving me life. Get it, make them gag, you're giving me life, life, life.
child's eye.
Wahaha! It's me, your evil Halloween college radio DJ from the Black Lagoon. You're tuned to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, the most sinister and spooky college radio station there. I'm sorry. I got caught up. Anyway, you're tuned to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. It is 9:59 a.m., almost 10 a.m. on a Wednesday, which means it's time for The Nest with me, evil DJ Osprey, because it's Halloween season. To keep with the Halloween theming, as promised last week, I have a lovely, spooky radio show for everyone this week, and, because why not, and there's no other time of year I can ever play this, we're playing the Misfits rendition of the Monster Mash.